You're listening to Geek This, the pop culture podcast with minimal nerd rage.
Welcome to Geek This. My name is Dave Clements, and I am your host. And if you are new to the podcast, well, thank you so much for listening. I hope that you are subscribing to the show. And if you haven't yet, please do go to geekthispodcast.com/sub, and that will show you all the places that you can subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss an episode, because that would be really sad. New episodes come out every single Wednesday. And I hope you enjoy this episode. And if you do, you can go back and there are 79 other episodes that you can check out of varying quality and entertainment value. So, yeah, let's go ahead and dive into this episode. Back in episode 77, I made a list of 12 pop culture things that I wanted to check out in 2018. And now that we're a couple weeks into 2018, I thought, why not really dive in and start to tackle this list? I've recently talked about Hannibal, which was actually on that list, but I wanted to kind of move away from the movies and the television, because I've covered a lot of that lately, and I wanted to get back into comics, because that is really where the podcast started, talking about comic books. Now, going back to that list a little bit, one of the items on that list was to read more comics that were not part of DC and Marvel, because the big two, they have some really great books, and I'm not saying that they don't, but something that I'm learning is there is a whole vast other universe of books out there that I have not touched. I've read some of The Walking Dead. I've read some other books from other publishers, but I never really dug into anything. I never read a complete series. I never pushed myself to get into those other series. So, looking at that list, I said, okay, what can I tackle here? And on the episode that followed that, the 12 things for 2018, David Arrington from Helix Reviews, who seems to be coming up quite a bit lately, he suggested that I read several books, and one in particular that caught my attention that I decided to start with is called Paper Girls, and it is published by Image Comics, and it is written by Brian K. Vaughan, and Cliff Chang does the artwork in this book. So that's what we're going to talk about today. The first issue of Paper Girls begins on Halloween in 1988, where four 12-year-old girls meet each other on their paper route, and they get sucked into this plot that is just bigger and more twisted than they or even the reader realize that it's going to be. The vibe that I've seen in other reviews and other comments, which actually there's not been a lot of reviews for this book, even though it is highly recommended. People have called it Stand By Me meets War of the Worlds, and that's probably the best comparison that I could make given the experience that I have with both of those movies. So I think it deserves that comparison, but it's more than that. And I'm definitely going to get into it. But when I first started reading this series, I didn't know what I was getting into. I didn't read any of the plot. I didn't read a summary of the first issue. I just grabbed the digital version and ran with it. David Arrington gave just a very brief description and said that it was similar to Stranger Things. So I was like, I'm in. And that's all that I had. That's the only information I had to go on. And as soon as you start reading this book, the 80s feel that Brian K. Vaughan has in this book is absolutely spot on. It is very honest. And then as I kept reading it, all the weird sci-fi stuff starts happening. And that's where the book gets interesting. But before we get there, let's go back in time a little bit. Like I said, our protagonists are four 12-year-old girls doing their early morning newspaper route. The best way to describe them is spunky with attitudes, and they're not the typical girls that you see written in comic books. They're not damsels in distress. They stand up for themselves, and I think that makes them special and more interesting. And again, this is one of those things that, because I am a father of two girls, it's an interesting view. I like things with strong female characters at the center, at the core. So real quick, I'm going to kind of very, very simply introduce you to our girls based on their traits that you kind of get in the first volume of the book. And none of them is really the main character. As I figured out, the more that I've read, they're all very much involved in what is going on later. So you meet Erin, and she is the newcomer to the group, and she accidentally bumps into Mackenzie, who is the tough leader, Lindsay, who is the tough girl's best friend, or so it seems, and KJ, who is the tomboy, and is later revealed to be more. And they, from the time you meet them, they seem to be very well-rounded characters. You know who they are, and they don't deviate from that. And I think that's cool. And it also gives them, because you don't know much about them, it gives them this ability to have a character arc throughout the series. And that character arc just builds and kind of solidifies who they are when you first meet them. But they grow, if that makes sense. One of the really cool things that Brian K. Vaughan does just within the first issue alone is he basically says the 80s are tougher than we currently want to make them seem like. You know, the 80s have become this very popular trend as of late. There's a lot of 80s design, 80s references. I mean, we have Ready Player One coming out, which is nothing but 80s video game and movie references. And somebody that I read a review said that we look at the 80s through these rose-colored glasses, and in Paper Doll or Paper Girls, I want to keep calling them Paper Dolls, but they're not. They're Paper Girls. In Paper Girls, Brian K. Vaughan basically takes those glasses off, and what makes that tough 80s vibe work so well is the fact that the girls, the female protagonists, are capable of handling themselves. And that is shown at the very beginning of the issue when Erin has to deal with this dirtbag teenager that is harassing her. And Mackenzie, Lindsay, and KJ roll up to stop him. Regardless of them knowing who this girl is, they just say, you know, this girl needs help. Let's kick some butt. And Brian K. Vaughan doesn't mess with typical female cliches. I mean, these are real tough girls. And I mean, they're sensitive to a degree, but they're realistic and they work so well in this world. And that is really what makes this whole book work, is these characters. And if you've been listening for some time now, you know that I love characters, and that will always be the thing to win me over. So in addition to the Paper Girls meeting each other, they get sucked into this weird sci-fi adventure when some person in a mask steals one of Lindsay's prized walkie-talkies, and This particular scene in the book is really cool because although I am not a, you know, I was born in the 80s. I didn't grow up in the 80s. I grew up in the 90s. And it's interesting because, you know, when you had a job like a paper boy, paper girl in this case, you know, your money really meant something. Like you worked hard for it and you saved for a very long time. And that is what spurs on all of the girls to find out who took this walkie-talkie. And I think that's very interesting. And again, adds to this realism of what's going on, despite the sci-fi stuff that's supposed to come. So the girls decide to chase this guy down, which leads them to the basement of an abandoned house. And they find this, what looks to be a lunar module sitting down there, except it doesn't quite look like a lunar module. It looks kind of gross, kind of alien-esque. And after a flash of light and this really loud hum, the girls return outside to see that the sky looks different and things just don't feel right. And they find the walkie-talkie thief, who is revealed to be somebody from the future. And it's also revealed that the girls are no longer in 1988, but they are in 2016. And this is the moment that everything gets weird. This is also where we are constantly reminded that we are not in a time travel story. But maybe we are. But maybe we aren't. Now, I gotta pause here and just say that I have read all 19 issues and they still haven't made it clear if it's actually time travel or what the heck is going on. They said it is, but then you have characters that say that it isn't. I'm just as confused as the next person, but I think that is what makes you want to come back over and over and over again. So things are still developing, 19 issues in, and it's still a little foggy, but it is a lot of fun. Let's continue. At the end of the first volume, the girls run into Erin, except she is a 40-year-old woman. And later, we meet another version of Erin that is from the future, but she's somehow still 12. And speaks the same language as the people, as the guy that stole the walkie-talkie. And so there's a lot of like really deep, confusing layers here that is probably really hard for you to follow too. But it's fun. And you find out that there are these, what they call the elders, who seem to be the antagonists of the entire story. And they ride these pterodactyls who fly in the sky. And when Erin shows up from this supposed alternate universe, she brings back a couple giant tardigrades who start fighting Godzilla style. And it's really cool. I'm really geeking out about it. I was really impressed with this series. And you know, this is the hard part about talking about comics, because none of this book makes sense. But yet when you sit down to read it, it all makes sense. It's confusing. I swear it is. So, like I said, the things are weird the further you get, but these characters are developing and you're learning more. There's, you know, this time travel back to prehistoric times, and then you get to meet an alternate version of Lindsay. That's where I'm at right now. And all of this stuff, as weird as it is, and as much as it makes you want to pull your hair out because it's so confusing, it is massive amounts of fun. The artwork that is done by Cliff Chang and the color palette in Paper Girls just it is this perfect mood and balance that Brian K. Vaughan is trying to convey through the story. It doesn't just work with the 80s motif, but it also works fantastically well with the sci-fi that is taking place. You know, it doesn't feel off at all. And that is yet another layer to pull you into the story.
Overall,
this has been a very well-written series with this great mystery that takes you and, again, makes you want to come back. I can't stress that enough. It's such an interesting story that you really have to start reading it for yourself. And I know that I'm not doing it justice, but I wanted to tell you about it. I really did, because I think it's something you really should read. But back to my point, I think what makes it magic is that in an interview with LA Times, Brian K. Vaughan said that the book is planned to run for a couple of years and he does have an ending planned. And that makes me extremely happy because I love the series. I'm looking forward to how much weirder it can get. And I'm definitely excited to see where it's going and how things end for these characters. It's interesting to me because, you know, with Robert Kirkman and The Walking Dead, he never had an ending in mind. And so here we are, these many, many issues, hundreds of issues later, and he still, as far as I know, and I haven't read Walking Dead in a few years, he still doesn't know what he wants to do, how he wants to wrap the book up. And I think that can sometimes be a detriment to the series. And, you know, it's just nice to hear an artist go, yeah, I know where I'm going with it. And especially this series, because it is so strange. I think once it's all done and, you know, I buy a physical collected edition of it, I think it's going to be a really awesome story to go through every couple of years or something like that. So, yeah, a huge thanks goes out to David Arrington at Helix Reviews for suggesting this series. I am totally wrapped up in it, and I cannot wait for the next issue. And I'm so sad that I read all of it in just a few days' time. So I may have to go back and read it again before the next issue. So here's my question to you as I wrap up the episode. Have you read this series, Paper Girls? If you have, you can shoot me an email at feedback@geekthispodcast.com and you can let me know what you thought. You can also use that same email address to suggest more books outside of the Marvel and DC bubble, because I really, really want to read more books that are not in the big two. And I'm looking forward to any recommendations that you might have. This also fuels content for future episodes, and, you know, you'll get a shout out just like David has. So that does it. I really, really hope that you check out Paper Girls. One thing I do want to say is there is some strong language and there are some, I guess, situations that you want to be aware of. I've heard somebody say that this is a young adult series, and I guess it could be depending on how particular you are about language and that kind of thing. I don't know that I would let my 12-year-old read it if I had a 12-year-old. I'd probably wait until they were at least 16, maybe. I don't know, just me. So, yeah, if it sounds interesting, at least pick up the first issue and check that out. Like I said, you can check it out on Amazon and Comixology, or if your local comic book shop happens to have a copy, absolutely go grab one. I definitely think it's worth it. So that does it. I will talk to you all next week. Keep geeking out, and please let me know what you're geeking out about. I want to get back into kind of the recommendations, and I think you as the community are going to really be able to fuel that part. So Yeah.
Thanks for listening to Geek This.
I will talk to
new
you
episodes released every
week.
Wednesday. To keep from missing out, be sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Google Play Music, or Stitcher by going to geekthispodcast.com and clicking subscribe. While you're there, be sure to check out the show notes to this episode and others to get links to things we mentioned. We hope you enjoyed this episode and join us next week for more pop culture with minimal nerd rage.